Hello, I'd like to welcome everyone to this practitioner development teleclass we're having. And as you know, we have these every month or so, and each month we invite one of our practitioners or trainers to speak, or somebody who has a really great perspective on a part of practice that we believe can help you. One of the things that I realized about the IFTTT universe is that as I've taken other kinds of trainings in my life, I've taken a lot of Gestalt therapy trainings, a lot of energy medicine trainings. Usually, once I'm a practitioner, it's up to me to figure things out and make my way. And I managed to do that and glean information that I need to go ahead. But with the IFTTT universe, I wanted to do something quite different and actually really have a conscious program of supporting practitioners, helping them figure out how to market themselves, how to brand themselves, how to talk to people about their skills, how to offer this really precious thing we have called EFT in such a way that it's compelling to those around them. And Dale is one of our most respected trainers. She's been training for a long time. Her workshops are excellent. I read the reviews that come in from people who've taken them, and they just give her absolutely phenomenal plaudits for the work she does in those workshops. And I think you'll get a lot of benefit from what she has to offer us. She's speaking on a really common way in which people get into this, which is that maybe you began as a chiropractor or a massage therapist or an alternative medicine practitioner, and then you made your way into EFT, or you may be looking for ways to integrate EFT with your existing practice. Sometimes EFT fits in very naturally, but other people find that they have to labor to make the two things work together. So when do you pull which tool out of your toolbox? How do you integrate other skills you've learned, other trainings you've taken with your EFT practice? That's a really crucial set of skills and set of protocols that Dale has thought a lot about. So we'll be talking about that today. We'll run the call for about 45 minutes, give or take a little bit. Then we'll open the floor for questions and comments. If you want to make a comment or ask a question, go ahead and hit *2 on your keyboard or your phone headset. And what that'll do is that will have the effect of raising your hand. I will see that from the control panel I have in front of me over here. I'll then unmute you. You can then speak, and then I'll mute you once we've done. So right now everyone's muted except for me and Dale, but I'll unmute you if you raise your hand. At the end to do that, you hit *2 to raise your hand. I'll unmute you, and we'll take it from there. So, Dale, I am so thrilled. Thank you so much for offering this information and your time to share with us tonight.
Thank you, Dawson. Hi, and I'm so grateful for everybody that can join us this evening. And I want to thank you, Dawson, for the opportunity to share something that I'm so passionate about, and also for all that you and EFTU do to promote quality EFT, quality education, and to create that research that we all rely on so much in order to give us the credibility we need in order to get into other health practices, counseling, coaching, and all of that. So thank you.
Yeah, it's a real joy, and you're right, the research is really vital, and then maintaining our standards. So we do actually, you know, we check those assessments as they come in. We have a program of recertifying people. We're just now in the process of getting all of our workshops certified for both CEs for various helping professions, but also CMEs for physicians and nurses and so on. And so that process, they've been really impressed by the way we have these rigorous standards and apply them. So that as we're sort of approaching, as EFT is moving into the big leagues, as we're being used in more and more institutions, just today I got news of another VA hospital, Veterans Hospital, that's now approved the use of EFT within the VA hospital. But as we're moving into these kinds of institutions, we really have to be at a whole new level of professionalism and consistent quality. So yeah, that really is an important part of what we do here at EFT Universe. Thanks for appreciating that.
You're welcome. Well, I have so much to talk about. Unfortunately, I probably prepared enough for three calls, but I'm also going to be giving people support information. I'm going to ask everybody to grab a pen or a pencil because I'm going to be giving them some places where they can go to get some free information to follow up on this call for the things that I don't have time to cover. And I want to let people know that this is for everybody. This is for people who already know EFT. This is if anybody told their friends and somebody heard about it that happens to be a holistic healthcare practitioner or coach and they're not familiar with EFT, this is going to be an overview of why it's important to integrate EFT into other modalities and types of practices. Also, for those of you who are holistic health practitioners of any kind or coaches, what it will do for your clients or patients. And I'm going to use that term clients and patients just interchangeably. I know they mean different things, but just to save time. And then I'm going to tell you how to fit it into your practice and using some of the nuts and bolts that are very practical help, and going to give you some resources to go to get some more. I just want to start off by saying that I have incredible respect for practitioners of all modalities and techniques of healing and health, mainstream, alternative, holistic, it doesn't matter. Everybody serves their purpose. And I want to make it really clear that this is not to suggest that someone else that isn't doing EFT doesn't have something that works well, but we're talking about integrating EFT into what you already have that already works wonderfully. And sometimes there's a real need for it. Sometimes you have clients or patients that can benefit from relief of temporary symptoms, and EFT can be wonderful at that. But more importantly, for a minority of your clients who don't seem to get better no matter what you do, you pull out all the tools from your professional toolbox and you don't seem to be able to get anywhere, it's very likely that EFT could be the difference between them getting well or getting the success they want or not. And for coaches, it could mean the difference between just creating goals and action steps with your clients and actually breaking through barriers to achieve those goals. I love working with holistic health practitioners, and let me explain to you right now what I mean by that. That could be those that seem to focus on the physical body. Let me just say, when I say holistic health, that can be a Western medicine doctor or nurse or physical therapist or occupational therapist, but they look at the body from a more holistic perspective, meaning that they're addressing the body, the mind, and spirit, and realizing the importance of all of that, whether they work in the mainstream medical community or they work in the alternative community. Holistic, in this case, as I'm using it, means that they focus on aspects including things like lifestyle, diet, exercise, nutrition, and emotions. So the ones that tend to focus holistically primarily on body modalities are people like naturopaths, chiropractors, cranial sacral therapists, acupuncturists, nutritionists, nurses, yoga educators, homeopaths, herbalists, aromatherapy, Reiki, kinesiology, massage therapy, holistic physicians like osteopaths. We have such a large group. And then also, and probably many I didn't name, and then there are coaches and counselors and mental health professionals, on the other hand, that focus more on the intellectual or the emotional side of the clients. Many of the holistic modalities that address energy specifically, like acupuncture, Reiki, Eden energy medicine, they may be focusing on the energy system, as does EFT. However, they may not be specifically addressing the energy of stuck emotions. And so even though they're already doing energy work, integrating EFT into their energy work could be very, very valuable. So whether your primary modality focuses on the client's physical or the mental intellectual side, there's often resistance to change or healing that comes because this client or patient has had experiences or beliefs or unresolved traumas, and that's where EFT comes in. I love that EFT is a self-help tool. That's my favorite thing about it. Anybody can learn it in 5 minutes, maybe not in a quality way, but enough to help temporary symptoms and things. But when it comes to changing serious or life-limiting issues, it requires the assistance of another person to keep that patient focused in on what to tap on and to help the clients to identify the important core issues they need to work on. And that's where a holistic health practitioner can bring EF in and offer their services in helping to identify those things for their patient or client.
You know, Dale, I just want to jump in here for a moment. That is such a good distinction. There's two things you said. First of all, that that whether the entry point of the practitioner is mental for mental health or physical, they're affecting the whole energy system of the client and the client's, potentially the client's whole sense of well-being. So sometimes the entry point is physical, a physical symptom. Other times it's a mental health or psychological problem or emotional problem. But either way, that's just the way, the route in. And once you're in there is when healing begins. So that was a really, really powerful point. But the other point is this interplay you're making between the EFT as self-help and EFT as professional help. And I think what you said is dead on the money. People often ask, clients often ask, well, when do I go see a practitioner? And that's really the answer is when you're stuck, when you need more, when what you've done for self-help has reached its limits, then go find somebody for complex issues, long-standing issues. If you could find the answer, probably you would have by now. So that's the time to really get some external guidance. And people, outside practitioners, will see things you don't see and help you identify those things that are blocking you and help you find ways of moving through them. So that's a really good thing to counterpoint is the self-help versus the professional application of EFT.
Right. Yes. And so I also want to let those EFT practitioners out there or EFT students know that this call is appropriate for them as well, because what they might find is that if they introduce themselves to some of the various different local holistic health practitioners or coaches and help those practitioners understand the power of EFT, maybe show them, give them a sample, give them a little session and show them how powerful it can be, tell them about what training opportunities are available out there, such as EFT Universe and others, and get them involved. It's very likely that the chiropractor, the acupuncturist, who will use these techniques by integrating them at times into their sessions with their patients, will also want to have somebody, an EFT expert, that they can refer out to at the times when they don't want to spend that much time on EFT or it goes beyond their scope of practice or their current level of knowledge with EFT. So it's very valuable for EFT practitioners to let the community know about it as well. So I want to mention that we want to give credibility also, and as I said before, there's so much available. If you look on EFTUniverse.com in the resources section, you'll find a whole list of research. I encourage those of you who are interested in integrating EFT into your practices to get a little familiar with the research so that you can explain it to your clients or patients with credibility and so that they understand a little bit more about what it's about so they're open to letting you try something new. I want to provide a little disclaimer here, and I want to just say that whether or not you're a licensed healthcare practitioner or not, you can apply EFT without diagnosing or treating a physical or emotional condition. It's not necessary to diagnose or treat when you're doing EFT, because EFT simply addresses the disruption that underlies the negative emotions that can cause physical and emotional symptoms. We're addressing the energy system. We're not addressing the condition, the diagnosis, or treating it, just to make that clear. So when do we need to treat to address the emotional side of physical or emotional health issues in a holistic health or coaching practice? Well, one of the things is, and I think most of you are aware of this, that oftentimes two clients or patients can come in with a similar health condition that you've treated many times. You have no problem using whatever techniques you normally use without addressing the emotional or energetic causes, and you have great success. And sometimes they're one of them you won't have that same kind of success with. And so we ask, why do some people get roadblocks to healing or performance while others don't? And why can you treat them the same way and not get the results? Well, you may have observed this scenario, so I'm going to give you a couple of examples here. For instance, we use an example in EFT. If there were two people in the same car that was in an accident, let's say two people, same sex, weight, health condition, age, and so on, and they both, endured the same impact. And 6 weeks later, one of them is recovering from physical injuries, and they're all healed, and the other one goes on to have a lifetime of disability from the exact same experience. And we have to say, what's the difference? And with EFT, we look at things through the eyes of, well, one of them, the one that didn't get well, must have a disruption in their energy system. And that's what the EFT discovery statement says, that the cause of all negative emotions, and I'm going to add from myself also the cause of many physical symptoms is a disruption in the body's energy system. We see it with the returning war veterans with PTSD that we've used EFT for as well. Those who went in with a healthier physical and emotional foundation before they entered into the war experience oftentimes came out with less PTSD. They were less susceptible to the energy disruptions that happened that created PTSD. So now you may have a little understanding about why some patients may not be getting well. If the modality you're using isn't providing those expected results, then look toward EFT. Let's see. I'm not suggesting that you use EFT to replace that primary modality, but to augment other modalities. A lot of my clients and patients are EFT practitioners, and they also are practitioners at many other things such as body work, counseling, coaching, and they don't even think about integrating EFT into that because they're not quite sure how to do it, or they feel like they wear two separate hats, and they work together incredibly well. EFT works together incredibly well with almost anything else. I've seen practitioners such as let's say hypnotherapists who gradually after adding EFT and find that their practices are weighed more heavily into doing EFT the majority of the time rather than what their original modality was. That's not our intention. We're not trying to convert you. We just want you to find what works best for you and for your patients or clients. So when do you want to introduce EFT? Well, first of all, as I said, if you're not getting any progress with your primary modality, that's one. Another time is if intense emotions seem to be getting in the way of the progress. It seems like it's more important to address the intense emotions than to keep just trying using the same techniques. Another one is if you notice stuckness or self-sabotage. EFT is incredible at cutting through self-sabotage. And when you do EFT training, you will learn more about psychological reversal, secondary gain, and I'll talk about it a little bit in this call. But EFT, the setup phrase, the beginning phrase that we use in EFT, actually directly accesses the stuckness that creates self-sabotage and helps to get through it in a better way than anything else that I know. Another time to bring EFT into your practice is when a symptom or an illness resolves, but then another one develops, or when a symptom seems to move around the body or change form rather than resolving, it's very likely that energy disruptions are at the root of that, and it's time to look toward EFT. Another time is when there's nonspecific chronic pain or fatigue syndromes that don't seem to be able to be diagnosed in any sure way by the medical community and don't seem to be able to be treated successfully. If it's nonspecific, oftentimes it's related to these energy disruptions that EFT addresses so well. It has more to do with the root core issues than it does with any specific problem going on in the body that's measurable with medical techniques that we have. It doesn't mean that it's not real. It doesn't mean that the person is pretending or isn't really as ill as they say. As a matter of fact, and I'll say it probably several times here, I really think that it's extremely rare that people would choose to be in pain or be out of work or be sick or not be able to achieve their goals in coaching or counseling. I think that it happens on a subconscious level that part of them is afraid of getting well, and EFT can address that so well. I think we have to be really, really careful not to blame people for having created their illness or think that they're not in pain when they are.
Yes.
Yeah. If the client doesn't seem to comply with your recommendations for self-care or take those action steps towards their coaching goals or follow up with you in a way that you think they should, it's very likely that they're stuck because of this secondary gain or because of energy disruption. That's another time to bring EFT in. And when you bring EFT into your primary modality, you're teaching your patients a lifelong self-help tool. Whether they use it just as a Band-Aid to control pain or chronic anger or anxiety, whatever it is they're using for, even if they don't know how to get to the root cause or the core issues, you're giving them an opportunity to heal themselves in many ways. Another thing you can do is to give them the personal peace procedure. That's one of the EFT techniques where we keep track of many of the issues that still are emotionally charged for us, and we work on them systematically, there are ways to help them identify what the core issues are so that they can make a list of all the events that fit within that topic of that core issue and do some of the work on their own. Another reason I like to bring EFT into holistic health and coaching practices is to offer support for symptoms and emotions of patients with chronic health issues. There are people with MS, Parkinson's, rheumatoid arthritis, Lyme, or lupus that have constant physical and emotional symptoms related to an illness that doesn't seem to get well with anything, any way the medical community knows of to solve the problem, but we can offer them support for those symptoms and emotions. Another way to bring it in is for things like surgery or medical procedures. Of course, people have a lot of fears before surgery or medical procedures, and also doing EFT doesn't just cut down on those fears, but oftentimes what I've seen is it seems to be able to speed healing and create better outcomes. I have a friend who happens to be an EFT practitioner, and she had some eye surgery, and she was supposed to see the doctor the next day just to make sure that there were no problems with the surgery. And he couldn't find the incision, even though it normally takes 2 weeks for an incision to heal in this particular surgery. She just tapped before and after surgery, and it seems as though it really affected the outcome wonderfully. And another example of that would be tapping for dental fears or dental procedures. You can also bring EFT into your practice if you work with people with pregnancy and childbirth. It can help with the fears, the physical discomforts of pregnancy, of postpartum, the emotional adjustments of having a new baby and all of that. These are, I'm throwing out a whole list here because there may be a lot of different types of practitioners that never thought that EFT would be appropriate for them to integrate into their work. And I think you're beginning to see how many different ways, and I could never name all the ways that EFT could be helpful. When we work with acute issues such as accidents and trauma, before they become chronic issues, I think it's so incredibly important. You know, right after a car accident or, physical violence, whatever it is, catastrophes, things like that happen in the school shootings or with 9/11, if we can get to people while they're still in that traumatic state and before it manifests as physical illness in their body or emotional illness or mental health issues, by tapping away the trauma right away rather than letting it fester and this disruption in the energy system causing all kinds of other things, I can't tell you how important that is, because it could mean the difference in saving years of people's lives, and I'm going to explain that, how that would have worked that way for me as well. And it's so important. I wish we could get every ambulance driver and emergency room person, police officers, all on board with providing EFT immediately. But sometimes it's the health practitioner or the holistic or alternative health practitioner or counselor or coach who's the first person to really work with this client or who has an intimate relationship with a client that can offer EFT early on in the process after traumas, and that's so important. Another way that you can integrate EFT into your practice is to be working with sensitivities, allergies, asthma, because those oftentimes are related with unresolved fears. The body will heal itself when we do EFT in all kinds of unexpected ways. I call it accidental benefits. Somebody might want to tap on EFT for their sore throat, and then the next thing you know, they're telling you, I tapped for 10 minutes, and the next day I noticed that the 20 years of pain I've had in my wrist is gone. It wasn't intended, but EFT addresses the energy of healing, so we don't ever know where the results are going to come up, and that's wonderful.
I love that phrase, accidental benefits, Dale.
Yes.
What a fun phrase. And it's amazing how often this happens. And like, we've had people taking this new Skinny Jeans weight loss program, and then they email us and tell us, well, guess what happened? I got a raise of $10,000 at work, and I was able to talk to my boss about this issue that's been bothering me all this time, and I was able to resolve this long-standing dispute with my partner, and they go and reel off this whole long litany of ways in which it's helped them as well. So I've never heard that phrase before, accidental benefits.
Oh, I made it up today, but thanks.
I'm gonna make it my own. Thank you.
You're welcome. I've got another one for you coming up in just a few minutes.
Okay.
The 5-second rule, but we'll get into that. So
Good.
So another way you can use EFT to integrate it in with other practices is to support the side effects that come from other treatments, one of those being chemotherapy and radiation. I cannot tell you how incredibly effective EFT has been for my clients who have had severe side effects of chemotherapy and radiation, both in helping to get rid of those side effects or, if we can get to them beforehand, preventing the side effects from happening. It can also be used for things like fear that comes with a diagnosis of cancer or end-of-life issues for the patient and for their family and grief issues. Of course, as one of my favorite things to use EFT for that you could integrate into your coaching practice would be for performance issues like business, sports, the arts, things like writing and creativity. And, of course, one thing that holds a lot of professionals back is things like fear of flying or fear of public speaking. So those are simple with EFT. And if you are a coach and that's holding back the clients that you're working with, it's something that can sometimes be addressed and collapsed in just minutes. Also, EFT can improve relaxation or make your client feel safe during treatments that you provide. I have a dear friend that's a Dunedin energy medicine practitioner who has learned EFT, and she said she would no longer do an energy medicine session without doing EFT first, because not only does it help build rapport, but it creates safety. And when you're working with somebody's body or their energy system, and especially if they've had any trouble, using EFT at the beginning of the session just for a few minutes can take the edge off and make your session more effective and make them more comfortable. You can also use it for tapping away physical and emotional discomforts with doctors, chiropractors, acupuncturists. Sometimes people come in and they're in pain, and by getting rid of the pain first or the emotional discomfort that they're having, they can relax, and sometimes the session is even more effective because the EFT helps, the tapping helps that healing energy flow to support whatever other work you're doing. The holistic practitioner or the coach, they gather really valuable information about their client and the client's fears, but they don't know what to do with it. And EFT can solve that problem. When I was seriously ill, and EFT healed me after years in one session, but I'll explain that to you. But what happened with me is that I went from practitioner to practitioner, practitioner, from mainstream medicine to alternative medicine, and they kept saying, well, what was going on in your life before you got ill? And I would tell them, but they didn't have a tool to use to help me collapse the trauma that I had experienced. With EFT, it could be simple and quick. They can also, the practitioners and coaches, use EFT to decrease their own stress levels and maintain their own balance. Because people working in the healing professions often have their own kind of stress that can cause burnout and the accumulation of negative energy patterns. So doing it on yourself allows you to be balanced and to access your best professional skills as well. When we share our compassion, oftentimes in healing professions, we're also sharing our life force with others, which can drain us and cause illness. And so bringing EFT into your own life as well as your practice can be really helpful for your profession.
Dale, I just want to underscore that point, because one of the things we do in our Level 2 classes is we have practitioners actually talk about self-care and then actually contract with themselves, to offer themselves a high level of self-care. If you are in a practice where you're putting out every day, often people do get depleted, and there's a very high level of burnout in the helping professions. And so EFT is a great way of being able to offer people these kinds of tools and options for healing, but then not reaching that stage where you're so depleted yourself. I know one of the really staggering numbers for me was when we did the seminal study of healthcare workers. There was 216 healthcare workers, doctors, nurses, chiropractors, psychotherapists, psychiatrists, people like that. And we found that we were measuring their anxiety and depression and various other things before and after a one-day EFT workshop. And we found that they had a 45% drop in their symptoms. So they had a big, big drop in their symptoms as a result of that one-day workshop. But the real kicker was that on the survey we used, on the assessment form we used, 60 is clinical anxiety, clinical depression. Mm-hmm. The average healthcare worker coming in was at 59. Think about that. The average person coming into a workshop was one point shy of a clinical anxiety and depression themselves, and these are people that are supposed to be helping others. So there's a dreadful burden of burnout, of symptoms that winds up being accumulated by the healthcare providers unless they have something like EFT to constantly release that and shift that every day. So I just want to, just since we have practitioners on the line tonight, I really want to just emphasize this. It is so important to do whatever it takes to balance yourself regularly, because if all you're doing is having that energy flow outward without an adequate flow inward, then you become imbalanced and it really can take a toll on you long term.
Yes. You know, we're really fortunate, those of us doing EFT, most of my clients are on the phone. I'm tapping on myself the whole time that I'm instructing them where to tap, and the wonderful part about that is I can save myself from some of that burnout or that overstress that comes from working with people. But even we have just in my local area where I live, we've had many, many psychotherapists, wonderful, incredible people, women that have been practicing for over 30 years, succumbing to cancer, just huge numbers, and it's really unfortunate. And I think that comes from that lack of self-care. So it's really important. Thank you for mentioning that. I want to briefly, so much more to cover, but I want to briefly tell you my story, because for over 25 years I worked in the medical field as a medical social worker, as a healthcare administrator, and as an audiologist. And then I became seriously ill with the worst kind of pain and fatigue, and the medical field had nothing to offer me, unfortunately. They did their best, but they could offer treatments that either didn't help or it made me worse. And I was even told by an anesthesiologist who was giving me pain injections that didn't work. He said, well, why don't you just do yoga and meditation? And I said, well, that's great. How long will it take? And he said, well, it'll probably take years. And, you know, he's right. It probably would have. I think I still do yoga and meditation in my life. I think it's very valuable. But EFT might do it in minutes, hours, or days, and sometimes you just need the rapidness that EFT can allow. So I went to a holistic health nurse that integrated EFT into her practice. It was a fluke. I had essentially, after years of being bedridden, I had lost my career, and my money had spent it all on every possible way of trying to get well. And I had given up on going to practitioners, but somebody begged me to go to this woman. I didn't know what she did. She did tapping. She didn't tell me the name of it or anything, but she tapped on me. We tapped on my pain, my general feelings about being sad and frustrated for having been sick for so many years. And I went home, and she told me to just keep tapping, and nothing happened. It didn't work. I wasn't any better. And this is a really important story, because I want you to hear this part, and that is that for some reason I went back to her a year later, and we focused in on 5 seconds of my life, and 3 days with the tapping, while we were tapping, was on a traumatic event that only took a few seconds in my life. And when we spent maybe a half an hour focusing on that while we tapped, I went home. A few days later, I woke up, and I was well after years of being seriously ill. And the reason I am so passionate about other professions integrating EFT is because I had seen so many absolutely incredible, fantastic healthcare professionals, counselors, coaches, but they didn't have a way to collapse the disruption and the what we call psychological reversal, or that subconscious self-sabotage that I had, in order for my body to be able to heal itself.
That is a wonderful story, Dale. Thanks for sharing that. And you know, if you've been there and you've suffered the way you have, then that's how you get passionate. You know what it can do. And you know what it's like to live without hope in that sort of condition when nothing is working. So you know the opposite of that as well. So that gives you that powerful fuel to help share it with other people.
So I'm going to share a couple things I learned from that. And by the way, that has been over 15 years since I recovered in just a few days after one good session, one effective session, remembering that the prior session did not focus on any specific events or aspects, just stayed general, nothing got better. That's one of the really key points here, is that we need to choose specific events that have an emotional charge and look at the different aspects and moments, the looks, the tastes, the smells, whatever we can get in touch with that creates emotional intensity and tap on those. And I just try to keep reminding people of that. But there are so many people out there like me that are hopeless, that are still looking around for help. And on my intake form, I ask a question, and it says, how many other practitioners have you seen? And oftentimes, they give me a look, or there's a tone in their voice that says, too many to count. And when they say that, I know that they're in the right place now. You know? And so even if you only take a few minutes alongside of whatever your primary modality is, chiropractic, acupuncture, coaching, whatever it is, to use EFT. And if you focus in on the emotions and aspects of a specific event rather than just on the general physical feelings or emotional symptoms, which I call superficial tapping, that can be done in just minutes, and you may change somebody's life forever. Another is that I believe that EFT should be available to people who are struggling, and they may not know about EFT except for through you, those people who are body workers and emergency room people and all these other allied health professionals, alternative health professionals, if you don't teach them about it. So my point is not that you need to have an EFT in your alternative health or coaching practice in order for it to be successful, because you may already have a very successful practice using your expertise that's highly effective. But in those few cases, I think it's so important for you to know it, and that's why I'm so passionate. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about what it's going to do for you and your practice, and then I'm going to tell you a little bit about how to use it in your practice and give you some resources. One of the things that I want to say, because I'm not possibly going to get through all the information I want to share, is I want to give you my website and tell you where you can find some of the nuts and bolts we're going to talk about and some recordings of some very important information. So my website is EFTTappingExpert.com. EFTTappingExpert.com, or an easier way to get to is just DaleTeplitz.com, DaleTeplitz.com. And when you get to my website, you'll see, first of all, that there's a place for, if you look under EFT training, which is one of the main tabs, you'll see a place for free EFT teleconferences. I'm going to be holding a follow-up one next week, and I'll put the archives of that on there. But if you go to my website and you sign up to get the notices, there are some really valuable teleconferences I do that get into specific details of what I'm going to be talking about a little bit more in this call before we finish up, but I don't have enough time to go into it in detail. Also, if you sign up for those, there's some coming up that are going to teach you some incredible ways to integrate it in using the most simple and my favorite EFT techniques, things such as chasing the pain, which is so incredibly easy and gentle to use on people with emotional issues, things like using the client's own words, and some other techniques that takes very little time to use that can really make your EFT so quick and effective. Also, I am going to be doing an 8-week teleseminar series, which is going to go in-depth in how to integrate EFT into your holistic health practice. In addition to incredible workshops that are offered by EFT Universe, which teaches the whole scope from basic all the way through most advanced, including giving certification for different levels of practitioners, this that I'm giving is just specifically for people who want to learn to integrate EFT into their holistic health or coaching practice. Check that out too. Also on my website, if you look under EFT, the tab, the drop down for articles, you'll find several articles that have been published, which I'll explain in a few minutes, but the two bottom articles in the professional section under my articles section are going to give you some of the nuts and bolts that you need that I'm going to be talking about in this call, but you wouldn't be able to take notes fast enough with as quick as I'm talking to get through all of this. So I want to talk about an example of a client who had endless multiple physical symptoms when she came to me. And she had been run through the gamut of all different healthcare professionals, first mainstream, then alternative. And starting with the emergency room, she had heart arrhythmias, digestive problems, multiple sensitivities and allergies, sleep problems, depression, all kinds of things, and nothing was working for her. And she had done some EFT, a little bit of tapping on what some of her symptoms were. That didn't get her anywhere. And eventually, by the time she made it to me, I decided to apply, which I usually do, my five-second rule. We've heard of the five-second rule, which means, you know, if you drop food on the floor and you pick it up within 5 seconds,
okay,
still safe,
okay,
right? My five-second rule is finding what 5 seconds might have contributed most to the energy disruption in our body and the way
Great question.
And the way we did that was using one of my favorite questions, what was going on in your life when this happened? And she stopped to think for a few seconds and she said, well, you know, that day I went to the emergency room with the arrhythmia and the worst symptoms was the day that my youngest child moved out of the house, and I remember watching her drive away in that U-Haul and she became an empty nester. And it had such a deep, traumatic impact on her that 5 seconds of her life started her body falling apart and no one could figure out how to put it back together again. So all we did was we did several sessions on, well, let me just say that once she realized that, put two and two together, and she never occurred to her, she was ready to do some tapping on that five-second moment in her life, watching that U-Haul and her daughter and her last child to live at home drive away. We were able to resolve that, and in the process of doing that, many lifelong core issues popped up, gave us lots of good things to work on for a few sessions, but only a few sessions before all of her physical symptoms disappeared. Every one that I listed for you disappeared without one time tapping with EFT on any physical symptoms. We cut to the chase and went just directly to the underlying emotional issues, which oftentimes is the most effective and the long-lasting, and that's been well over a year, and she's still doing just great.
That's so wonderful to hear, and it is so true that often when you tap just on the emotions, the physical stuff goes away. Yeah. I know when we did that healthcare worker study, several of those conferences, we had a lot of doctors in the room, and I would get 4 or 5 of them up on stage with pain. We would tap only on the emotional issues, and their pain in each case went to zero. And it was remarkable that I just want to make the point to these physicians that if you work on the emotions, the physical stuff often resolves. And it's just startling how often the physical pain is so emotionally based. So those words are so true, Dale.
Yes, and what I find is that we can tap forever on the physical symptoms themselves. And although EFT can be very effective at giving temporary relief, most often tapping just for the physical symptoms will not cause permanent relief in the symptoms or change in the health condition. Yeah. So another way that EFT will help your practice if you're a holistic health practitioner or coach is because we all have our own self-imposed obstacles, such as self-sabotage, having to do even with our healthcare businesses. You know, we have our own comfort zones and stumbling blocks in areas like asking people to pay us or marketing ourselves or growing our practice. So it's another way that practitioners can use it for themselves. You may be afraid that if you resolve your patient or client's issues too quickly that you're going to lose clients. But I assure you, I have found absolutely the opposite to be true. As they resolve their physical or emotional issues, it gives them an opportunity to do healing and personal growth at a much deeper level. And they're going to be referring friends and clients and singing your praises, and they'll be back for more because none of us ever runs out of things to work on, do we? So, or opportunities when we get sick or we injure ourselves or whatever, and they're going to think so highly of you. Another thing is that it will change your practice and your life, and it will bring you more rewards in the work you do. And I think that's so important to keep us healthy. So I'm going to tell you briefly about the educational opportunities. We already talked about the fact that EFT Universe, literally around the world, there are so many of them. Look on the EFTUniverse.com website to see the upcoming workshops. I'm an EFT trainer. Mine aren't listed, the ones coming up soon, but my next ones are going to be in San Diego, in Charlotte, North Carolina, and in Salt Lake City, Utah. I know Dawson has many of them coming up and many other really quality trainers that are going to teach you all the things we're talking about tonight if you haven't already taken one. We're gonna talk a little bit longer, Dawson, because I want to throw this in. Another really good case using my 5-second rule was a man who was he was one of the workers at one of the 9/11 plane crash sites, and he was a rescue worker. And after that experience, he spent over 10 years with severe anxiety and agoraphobia. Mm-hmm. He was unable to do his profession, to work, to go on vacations with his family, to travel, any of that. And he had actually been to, of course, doctors and found that the anti-anxiety medication just didn't like the way it felt. And so he pursued EFT, and he did go to several EFT practitioners that even are very well experienced, and yet he contacted EFT founder Gary Craig, and he said, I don't think this stuff works, and I know I'm skeptical, but so Gary asked him a little bit about the kind of EFT work he had done, and then Gary recommended that he call me, not because I'm so brilliant, but because Gary knows, you know, Gary trained me, and so he knows that I know how to stick with the most important issues, which is looking at specific events and the aspect of those. And so when this man contacted me, and he was very skeptical, we did only a few sessions, and that was focusing in on two different incidents that lasted only 5 seconds in his life. They both occurred at that plane crash site. They were both very traumatic. We spent about an hour on each of those 5 seconds, because remember, within 5 seconds, in that what we call trauma capsule contains all the sights, sounds, smells, all of that stuff. And we tested our work repeatedly until we were sure that they were completely clear. And within no time at all, within a few sessions, all of his symptoms went away. He went back to work. He flew on a plane out to California and took me out to dinner from the Midwest. You know. But this is what happens. And even somebody who is using it just as a side modality to integrate into the work that they do, they may have an opportunity to create such a dramatic change for somebody, as happened with this man. So.
Wow, that's wonderful. You know, I want to mention one other thing, too, is one of the medical conferences I taught EFT at, I had quite a large group of doctors, and a year later I spoke at the same conference, and one of the doctors came to me and said, Dawson, since I learned EFT from you at the last conference, we now do EFT at my clinic with every patient on intake. He said, our average patient visit is only about 15 minutes or so, but on intake, we get 3.5 hours to do a comprehensive assessment of each patient. And what we're doing there is we're doing EFT automatically. It's part of our default offering now as people come into the clinic as new patients. And he said that often we find that just the EFT session is resolving many of the medical issues for which they came in, and they no longer require treatment. So that he was finding huge leverage, but that's an example of using it in a medical practice and finding it had an immediate impact. And it, after just trying it out for the first few times, it became part of their protocol for intake. So that's one other way to use it, is to as you're bringing a new patient in, if you're in a medical setting, use EFT, and you may well find shifts happening right away in that patient's condition.
Absolutely. That was what I was just, thank you. I so agree. I was just going to say, you know, sometimes it takes only 1 or 5 or 10 minutes of EFT integrated into your normal protocol that you don't even need to change the session length of your intake session or of your weekly or whatever, however often you do your sessions. You may be able to keep the session length the same time and just do 5 minutes of EFT. I know that a chiropractor that takes 5 minutes at the end of every one of his chiropractic sessions to just address those emotional issues for a few minutes, and I think it makes all the difference, and it has made him very, very successful in his community. Another way is to add additional segments of time to the normal amount of time you spend with a client. Maybe add an extra 15 or 20 or 30 minutes once you've explained to your client or patient how helpful it may be. They may want to book that extra amount of time with you in order to allow you to spend more time with EFT and have the luxury rather than just a few minutes. And you also may want to schedule separate appointments to do only that. Let's say you're a body worker or an acupuncturist. You may have clients come in on a different day. Maybe you have a day when you see people just for EFT in order to support the other work that you're doing with them, because sometimes when you fall into this daisy chain of emotions where one leads to the next, it's such a luxury to be able to have enough time for everything that crops up for them. And then another is that you just may want to refer those those more time-consuming cases out to an EFT practitioner that is skilled and certified and that you've created a good relationship with. I have an interesting experience. In February, I'm going to be assisting, talk about integrating EFT. There's a gentleman named Greg Magic Bernstein that does shamanic retreats in Hawaii, and he does shamanic healing and helping people to go through a physical and emotional process for a week-long thing, and he's asked me to be there to support people in their emotional healing process. And I think it's another way to integrate EFT that I never would have thought about before. We're going to talk about how to introducing EFT to your clients. I think it's important. Look at EFT Universe. Look at my website. See how we logically describe what EFT is, even pulling in a little bit of the science so that you feel comfortable and confident when you describe what it is to your clients or patients so they'll feel comfortable with giving it a try. Some of the information I'm going to go over right now is taken from some articles, the first of which I was a co-author with David Feinstein and Doug Moore, and it was published in the Energy Psychology Journal. A link to that and a link to another article that I had was published in the Association for Comprehensive Energy Psychology's Quarterly Journal are on my website. Look under EFT tab, look under articles, and they give some of the details that I'm about to go into very quickly right now so you don't have to write them all down. I also want to mention that it's important to consider ethics and scope of practice, and there are some incredible books on that, one of which is by David Feinstein and Donna Eden, and it's called The Ethics Handbook for Energy Healing Practitioners by Energy Psychology Press, and it will have the answer to a lot of questions about when it's appropriate to integrate it, how to do it. You need to know about what things like informed consent means, and you need to know when it's most appropriate to refer out to a medical or mental health practitioner, and all of that information will be in that Ethics Handbook for Energy Healing Practitioners. So briefly, I'm going to go into three different times when you might want to use it in your practice. One is bringing EFT in when the client is in an emotionally reactive state. Sometimes doing things such as body work can open somebody up so that they re-experience or they feel the emotions of trauma. And if that should happen, we're going to call that traumatic flooding. That's actually listed in the article, traumatic flooding. That's when somebody seems to be leaving, that looks like nobody's home in their eyes. They're so focused in on the trauma. At that moment, it's like they're reliving it. You need to know that if you do EFT, there are times when that can happen. It doesn't happen very often for me in 15 years. I think it's only happened twice, but it's about keeping the person in their body and disassociating them from the emotions by just having them focus in on, you know, ask them to look at the clock and tell you what time it is, ask them to wiggle their toes, whatever it is, and then know that you can use EFT gentle techniques, which are very simple to learn in any workshop or training that you should get, to back out of that situation. It's not EFT that brings up the trauma. It's the experience that they're, you know, it is whatever they're thinking about, not the EFT itself. If the person comes into your office with it feeling very emotional, one of the easiest ways is to use one of my favorite EFT techniques called chasing the pain. And I have an hour-long recording on my website under the tab for the free EFT teleconferences. I just put the recording on there today. And that is where you don't have to have the person focus in on all the emotions. You just have them focus in on the physical sensations. Like if they're very, very angry when they come in and you want to help calm them down, you say, where do you feel it in your body? And they say, my throat's tight. And so you tap, even though I have this tightness in my throat. And you follow that sensation of the emotion around the body without even ever talking about the emotion. And it works incredibly. And a third way you can bring it in is to look for those underlying emotions. And that is with asking appropriate questions, and there's some really excellent questions that can find what are some of the underlying beliefs and emotions that are contributing to these physical or emotional symptoms. As I mentioned to you, that woman who watched her child leave the nest and she had all the physical symptoms after, I asked her what was happening in your life about the time when the symptom began. And that's one of my favorites. You know, what do you wish never happened in your life? If these symptoms weren't there, what might the answer be? I have an hour recording I put up today for you guys also. I don't usually keep the recordings on my website, but I put them there so you can listen to the recording on asking the right questions from my free teleconference page. And it's so easy to get to core issues when you know what kind of questions to ask. And once you're at the core issues, EFT is so easy to use to erase them and to erase the symptoms that they caused. So, Dawson, the good news is I'm getting to the end of things here. I know I talked very quickly, but there was so much I wanted to be sure that people would hear, and I'd love to take their questions. I also want to remind them that next week I'm doing a call to go into some of this more in depth so I could explain those specific techniques that we talked about today, and they can sign up on my website, EFTTappingExpert.com, if they want to be included in that. And I'd love to have people's feedback from today's call, and if there are questions we don't get to now, they're invited to contact me through my website and to ask any questions, and I'd be happy to be there for them. So,
well, to ask a question, you go ahead and hit *2 on your keyboard, and that will raise your hand. I'll then unmute you. I'll mention your name if I can see it, or your number if I can see it, and we will then make you live. Also, there are some questions that have come in already via the chat room, so I'll go ahead and just ask you this, and as those who are on the call and are thinking of asking a question are ready to hit *2 and raise their hand, you just go ahead and ask this first one, Dale.
Okay.
So Orvi from Amarillo, Texas is asking, do you take a formal, organized psychophysiological, social, spiritual history?
That's an excellent question. Thank you. It's something I was meaning to cover. I think you take a history, first of all, that's appropriate to whatever modality you use as your primary modality. And then if you're not used to asking questions about emotions, I get into that in somewhat of a brief way. One of the incredible things about EFT, okay, let me back up. First of all, you want to take enough of a history to make absolutely sure that this person does not have any psychiatric disorders. We unless we are skilled and licensed in psychotherapy, it's not appropriate to work with psychosis, schizophrenia, major affective disorders, depression, anxiety, and so on. So I do ask questions to make sure they don't have any of those diagnoses. I make sure that they don't have any symptoms that would be commensurate with something that serious. If they do, I refer them out. Otherwise, I just ask myself, I get a limited emotional history of what's going on in your life, how do you feel, what are the major traumatic events that you had in your life, and I don't get into a lot, because what I find with EFT is it directs itself. When we start with one event, it takes us to another and takes us to another, oftentimes taking us to events that they don't even remember if you ask them to put it down on a form.
Yes.
Isn't that true, Dawson?
Yes, it's true. It's like the daisy chaining effect, where you find that they just start to go from one event to the other. Now, one thing that I would mention here too is that we've been doing research for the last 7 or 8 years, and we've used forms that have been really useful. And one of those is called the Symptom Assessment 45, or SA 45. It's a single page, 45 questions, but it takes like maybe a minute to fill out. It's really quick for the client to fill out, but it gives you the their scores for 9 different symptom domains, like anxiety, depression, paranoia, phobias, and so on. And it also gives you their general, has 2 measures of general psychological distress. And what's happened is that we now have so many coaches and therapists using this for research that many of them are now using it as an intake instrument for people who are not in research, because when you see, for example, a high score on the question that says, do you have uncontrollable urges to hit people or smash things, you know, right away. You're dealing with somebody with potentially violent tendencies. So using some kind of formalized form is like that. Some validated assessment can be really useful in giving you a sense of where the fault lines are for these kinds of clients. So that's one suggestion. The second one is I'd like to put in a real strong recommendation for David Feinstein's new Energy Medicine Interactive Program. What this is called the Energy Healers Toolkit, and they include in this both the Eden Energy Medicine logo and also the IF Universe logo, so you can customize the forms yourself for your needs. But it has intake forms, referral forms, consent forms. Every conceivable form you need is in that Energy Healers Toolkit. And so that's available either at the IF Universe or through their website, intersource.net, has intake forms, and it's sort of a one-stop package. I think it costs $130, but it's a one-stop package where you buy from Intersource, and then you have all the forms you'll need for all of those things. So those are my two recommendations. One is use a validated assessment like the SA45. You get that, by the way, from MHS or Multi-Health Systems is the copyright holder of those forms. You can write to them, look on their website and get them there, and or use David Feinstein's Energy Healers Toolkit.
Oh, that's great practical advice, Dawson. Thank you. And also pay attention to your intuition and your gut, and have other professionals, especially mental health professionals, that you have a relationship with that you can refer to when the client doesn't seem appropriate for you to work with.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, just keeping a list of those people. I'm beyond my scope of practice here, but knowing those professionals is really important. Like I have several psychiatrists, psychologists who are local to me here, or who I refer to, and it's just good to have those at your fingertips. And these people also do EFT, so I know the client won't then not get EFT if they go to this professional. So it's well worth knowing. And if there's any doubt or any suspicion of a psychosis, psychopathology, go ahead and make that referral.
Yes.
So again, if you'd like to ask a question, go ahead and raise your hand, or you can post your questions in the chat room, and I'll just read them out. So hit *2 to raise your hand. I'll then unmute you. You can then talk to Dale directly. I'm just checking over here in the chat room again to see if anyone new. Several people are just commenting on the value of combining modalities, and that when they find that a client is not making progress with one modality, they'll switch to something else, and they then find that that'll clear the roadblock, and then suddenly the client will make progress. There's quite a bit of...
That's true, and I will mention that many of us doing EFT, well, actually this came out in one of the articles that I wrote that I mentioned that was in the Association for Comprehensive of Energy Psychology, that many of us integrate Eden Energy Medicine or other forms of energy medicine with our EFT because we find that it helps to balance people's energy, and it makes the EFT seem to go easier and quicker once the energy is already flowing properly, and there's a daily 5-minute energy routine from Donna Eden Energy Medicine that's in her book, Energy Medicine, by Donna Eden and David Feinstein, that is so helpful that I supplement my EFT with that.
Yes, absolutely. And there are also some really good mindfulness meditation techniques that can be used well with EFT. And so EFT, I think, is you know, in my personal experience, is best used as part of a matrix of approaches. And many people respond very well to EFT. If you don't, EFT works super well for certain events. EFT is very tied to episodic memory. So if there's a memory, has a start, middle, and end, then EFT is usually effective. But for example, if people's memories usually don't kick in until the ages of 3, 4, or 5 years old, so people often have very few memories, so they can have had really key traumas at the age of 2 or 3 that they have no memory of, although they can feel something's wrong. So that's a case where energy medicine techniques can be useful, other techniques can be useful, having a variety of those is so helpful, so you aren't just relying on one thing. When you get stuck, you can then try their approaches, and often you'll find yourself hopping from one to the other, and if you watch a really expert session, you'll see a practitioner almost unconsciously going from an Eden energy medicine technique to a Gestalt therapy technique to a family dynamics technique to a cognitive technique and then back to EFT, and it just flows, and it's just whatever works for the client, whatever helps them do well, the practitioner will have their fingertips. So it really is, there's some just master practitioners who are so fluent in many techniques that they just grab the chunk, whichever one works best for the client, and then apply that and make really rapid progress.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm still seeing no hands raised over here. Don't be shy.
People are being shy.
And I can see your names as well, so I know who's on the call. quite a few friends of mine. And so don't make me name names.
That's okay. Well, I just want them to know that it's okay for them to email me with questions also if they're too shy to say it out loud. But come on, you can tap on yourself if you're shy. Yeah.
Yeah, we still have about 10 minutes to go.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, if hand isn't raised, Dale, let's just go ahead and have you wrap up.
Mm-hmm.
And then if someone does hit that star to raise their hand, we'll unmute them. But otherwise, let's just have you go ahead and conclude and give us your final thoughts.
Okay. Well, obviously, there's so much that we were not able to cover today, and I think it's so important for people to continue their education in EFT if they're interested in using it. And it's really important to know that although EFT is a self-help tool and that many people learn it from a neighbor, learn it, you know, while they're out having lunch, learn it from somebody in a very casual way. If you're planning on using it with other people in a professional way, if you're planning on integrating it into your professional practice, then you need to have more than just a casual experience with it educationally. You need to learn about how to use it properly, because you're really doing people a disservice if you introduce EFT to them in a way that doesn't help make major changes for them, just as happened to me in my life when I learned it in a way that didn't really help, and then I spent another year of my life in pain and agony. I think there's a lot of people, I walk down the street and bump into people and they say, well, what do you do? Or at a cocktail party, and I tell them what I do, and so often I hear people say, oh, EFT, that's that tapping thing, right? Oh, that doesn't work for me. And then when I ask them to describe their experience, it's that it wasn't really applied in the most effective ways. There's lots of fun information out there. You can find YouTubes and things all over the Internet with all kinds of people doing EFT. And although it's wonderful that more and more people in the world are being introduced to it through these fun little introductions, it's doing a disservice when somebody has a serious health issue and they come to the conclusion, well, EFT wouldn't work for me.
I ran into that with the head of the man who has the largest personal website on the Internet, has just a massive mailing list, huge numbers of people every month. And a mutual friend arranged me to talk to him. So I talked to him and I said, you know, I'd love to have you introduce EFT to your massive mailing list, all your people. And he said, I tried it and it didn't work. And I said, well, you know, what kind of practitioner do you use and what was your experience? And it turned out that it was that sort of thing. He tried it once with somebody who just had a really partial knowledge and that it didn't work. And nothing I said would make him tap again or have him look at it again. So we lose a lot of opportunities that way. I also want to just mention, too, that when we began to build this training and certification program 3 years ago, it was built to last. We wanted something that was going to be really good and be really effective and stable for the long term. And so we got we had just a really generous outpouring of materials. And so many EFT practitioners, many trainers, many masters sent us their materials. Out of this, we got a really good idea of how people learn EFT. And so what we call the harmonized curriculum we teach in our EFT level 1, 2, and 3 trainings is based on this huge body of experience of just exactly how people learn EFT.
Mm.
So there are 8 modules, and each weekend they build on each other sequentially. If you're a trainer like Dale and I are, they're really we train very methodically. So they aren't intended to be flashy or impressive so much as just really give people a super solid understanding of each piece of EFT, after which they'll learn the next piece. And what we find is that when people go through this training and certification program, they really know all of these pieces that Dale's describing, and that their clients then do get fantastic results. When we then get the case histories flowing into us here at the EFT Universe office, to put in the newsletter, to put in practitioner files. We see the work they're doing, and the quality of EFT being performed by our practitioners is absolutely phenomenal. There's not a practitioner on that comes to this program that I haven't seen just excel in their ability to apply each of these techniques. There are 48 emotional freedom techniques. I'm not sure if anybody actually knows that number, but they're actually, if you count all of the ones that have been taught, there are 48 of them, and that we call these clinical EFT. So we've taken this really science-based academic approach to EFT. That's really paying dividends in terms of our ability to get EFT into these big organizations. I wanted to mention one other thing too before we close, and that is that we'll be posting this call, this recording, on the practitioner resources page. If you aren't familiar with that page, just type it into the search engine on EFT Universe. Practitioner resources will bring it up to the page with all kinds of really rich array of free telephone classes we've held in the past, various kinds of classes we recommend for you. So you'll find all of those resources on that page. Also, make sure your clients know they can go on EFT Universe and search using that main search bar and find alphabetically whether it's ADHD or addictions or fertility and childbirth or dyslexia. They can find what they want alphabetically on that main list there. So it's, even though the site is about 10,000 pages, it is super easy to navigate, easy to find things. You'll have no trouble if once they start to use it, they'll then really get hooked and start to turn to EFT for help with these various problems. One final note is that if you are a practitioner but you are not an EFT Universe practitioner, check out the grandparenting process. We make it pretty easy. We make sure you do know your stuff, but we try and also accommodate all the other kinds of EFT training that have been in place for the last 15 years. So check out the grandparenting section of the certified practitioner link on the main navigation menu. Taylor, let's give people your website once more again. What is the website?
It's www.efttappingexpert.com. Or they can more easily get there maybe through my name, www.daletepletz. It's D-A-L-E, T as in Tom, E, P as in Peter, L, I, T as in Tom, Z as in zebra.com, daletepletz.com, or EFTTappingExpert.com. I just want to remind them quickly that if they sign up there, they're going to get my free EFT teleconferences. Some of the things in the workshops that are so incredible in the EFT Universe workshops, I have the luxury and the freedom to spend an hour on something that we might only have 15 minutes in the workshop. So I'm building up opportunity for people to listen in depth on some of these things. And that's it. I just want to say that EFT is so incredible, and it's such an opportunity to know it, and yet it really takes, what is it, with a workshop, just several days of your life to become really knowledgeable about all of those different 40 or more aspects of EFT. It doesn't take long at all compared to most professions, and it's so highly effective. It's so well worth the time and money. And the workshops also allow for the hands-on practice and so on, and for developing relationships with other students and so on. So I highly recommend them. And what other way can you learn something in a few days? Then the opportunity for you is to go on and practice. And I can say that in 15 years, there have never been two sessions I've done that have been the same, and that's fun.
Yes. And the healings are powerful. Mm-hmm. Also, make sure you put in your calendar. We list these on the Practitioner Resources page. Put on the dates of the next practitioner development calls. The next one is going to be on February the 6th at 5 p.m., 8 p.m. EST, Eastern, and 5 p.m. Pacific. And we'll have one of our wonderful EFT Universe professionals here, Catherine Hughes. She edits the newsletter, and also she'll be talking about how to make use of all the tools in your practitioner listing on EFT Universe. The EFT Universe practitioner listings get literally hundreds of thousands of visitors, and so it's a key way of exposing yourself to the public. There are practitioners who have listings at EFT Universe, and that is their only advertising. That's all they do. But if they write articles for the website, if they use that listing well, they can have a full practice. So that listing is really crucial. We did a major upgrade of the listings recently, and so Catherine will go over how you can improve your photograph there, how you use the specialties to make sure people can find you by specialty, how you edit your listing, when to edit your listing, how you can use it to do social networking. You can Skype through your practitioner listing. There are all kinds of capabilities that our new listings have. So Catherine will be walking you through those on February the 6th at 5 p.m. Also, the next one is our really most popular series has been by Pamela Bruner. Pamela went from scraping by on about a $400 a month EFT practice to now making a 10-figure income each year with EFT. It's just remarkable what she's done. And she is really an inspirational figure. And so she will be giving us a workshop on Wednesday, March 20th at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern again. It's called No Sleaze, Please, 5 Sales and Marketing Secrets to Using Your Passion and Integrity to Attract More and Better Paying Clients. Then finally, on Wednesday, April 17th at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, I will be talking about what is happening in research and training. There are so many new things happening in research. 10 years ago, I was the one sort of pushing EFT research, getting it started. I was doing everything from fundraising to filling out the questionnaires. Now there are EFT research projects happening in many universities all over the world. I have the luxury of sitting back and just watching and advising and being on the occasional dissertation committee. So there is a lot happening with research and training, which I'll share with you in April. And again, these are listed on our practitioner development list on the practitioner resources page on the site. So please make sure you bookmark that page and send in stories. Finally, when you do send in stories to us and we publish them, that is a fantastic way of letting around 200,000 people with each newsletter issue know about your expertise, your skills, your services. So it's high visibility for you to publish your cases in the newsletter. So make sure you use the submission form on that practitioner resources page to let people know about what you do. Share the magic. Share those stories. Share your successes with others. And it's a wonderful way of just telling the world what you do and what EFT can do to help other people heal. So I'd like to thank you all so much for your time and attention. And until next month, we'll sign off. But again, thank you for the wonderful work I see you doing. It just means so much to me to be part of this fantastic community of people. It's a huge community. It's worldwide. It's empowered. It's inspirational. It's making an enormous difference in healing, and I am just thrilled to be part of it. So thank you ever so much. Till next month. Thanks again, Dale.
Thank you, Dawson.
Okay.
Bye.